We'll begin this evening's meeting of the Finance Facilities Committee, August 24th, at 6:31 in the evening. Could you please take a moment to review the minutes? I have no problem with them.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a little crazy around here.
All right, so request for architect services.
Yes.
Before you do that, the one thing is on the TRS, it's not a line item on here, but all the board members sent back, I think Dean was on vacation, so I'll check in with Lori to see if Dean got
it. We got him.
He got him, okay.
We got him, and Lori's going to bring it up in other of this.
Okay.
To let you know where everybody's at.
Okay.
So she's going to be joining us probably in the next 10-15
okay,
minutes.
Okay, good. And then yep. We can get her going in the right direction.
Yes.
Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.
Okay, so the first order of business on this evening's agenda is the request for qualification for architectural services. According to Illinois School Code 50-510/1 of the Illinois School Code, the Board of Education is required to go out for architectural, engineering, or land surveying services. That section of the Illinois School Code specifically covers those three areas of professional services. One of the first things, you've heard the conversation on a number of occasions that the board wanted to go out for request for architectural services. That's why we're where we're at this evening. I've highlighted a couple of areas that probably or should be of concern to you in terms of the approach that you need to take. I have put together an RFP. It'll go out about what I thought was going to be August 27th, which is a Thursday. That's the day we typically post our legal notices. It'll go out in a newspaper of general circulation on August 27th. On September 1st, Carolyn will be emailing out or sending out packets to several firms. I believe we have about seven names on that list now. Jack from FQC helped me put that list together. And they're all pretty standard names in terms of the big players in the education market here in the metropolitan area. The plan is to have all of the qualification statements back to the district by September 30th. On October 5th or thereabouts, we're going to screen those the qualifications of the applicants. October 19th is my suggested date, suggested recommendation in terms of a date for interviews. And then about November 9th is when you would bring it to the Board of Education with a recommendation. A couple of things. I gave you a very brief write up here in terms of what's required, what you should expect to see, and what's included in the RFP. One of the things that's always been stated is cost cannot be the sole determining factor. It's based upon qualifications, experience, performance of the data, willingness to meet time requirements, location, workload of the firm, and qualifications required by the Board of Education. As you know, I'll be leaving the district shortly, and Paul's name is on all of the documentation for the RFQ, so Paul will be the main contact point for that. And I'm just wondering, I gave you a brief overview in terms of what you should expect. Are there any particular questions you may have regarding this process?
Is there, we've done this a few times, is there anybody in the administration that's outside of Paul that has been part of this process?
Dave, you?
I have the department first.
Okay. So, Paul, you're going to be quarterback, or coach, but Dave's going to be the quarterback to get all this stuff, working with the right people, the subject matter expert, per se, of this process.
Yeah. It's all put together. So, Carolyn has a list of contacts, as I said, for about seven firms. We'll directly send it to those seven firms, and then it goes into a newspaper. So, you know, architectural firms typically review the newspapers on a regular basis when school districts are going out for this type of process. So you'll probably get more people who want information sent to them.
Okay.
This isn't too dissimilar, Patrick, from the process we took with the construction manager.
Yeah.
But I just, to Bob's point, he's leaving, and I just didn't mean Paul's trying to run schools and facilities and architect. I mean, it's another thing that's going to be on your plate. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is kind of important that we bring in the right people and it gets the right due diligence. So I'm just, who's going to help? Mm-hmm.
You know who I would suggest might be a really great resource for the board or for the finance committee is Jack with FQC. What you're probably going to want to do is, you remember what we did for the construction manager. We came up with a matrix. And what's important, what's not important, what's the type of questions we should be asking the particular or an architectural firm. And then I suggest that you just create a matrix and rank them amongst the matrix, and then you folks meet who's ever going to be on that committee, and you start making your recommendations, or you start to compile the data that will help you make that recommendation.
It seems to me like up until September 30th, it's kind of just paperwork.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, so at that point, I mean, at some point in the future, we're probably going to have a new finance person who's probably going to have some experience with this. I'm pretty confident, knowing Dave from back in the Park District days, that he's probably going to be, he'll be a pretty good resource to, I'm not really that concerned about that part of it. So, I mean, I think it's all kind of laid out here. I'm not really concerned about it. So,
I'm hoping that it's a smooth and easy process for the board.
Bob, now with the notice, on the notice, you have the specific dates of their qualification proposals are due by September 30th.
Correct.
Do you have the other dates on their screening qualification candidate reviews? Do you give them a range?
I don't know that I'll discuss it before the newspaper ad is published with Carolyn in the next couple of days. But I don't know that information is necessary. They just need to know to get their information back to the district by September 30th.
Okay.
And they'll know the procedure.
And the other 3 days, the last 3 days, are a guideline for us to achieve.
That's just a recommendation.
I understand. If we end up deciding to interview 6 instead of 4 or whatever, we may spill into the second meeting in November for a recommendation. And there's nothing that's going to hold us to this. It's just
nothing.
Okay.
This is just a recommended or sort of a guideline to assist the Finance Committee in terms of the approach or the dates, sort of the milestone dates that we should hit.
And there's no consequences bleeding into November 9th and running into Thanksgiving.
This is really a ultimately a board decision when they want to pull the trigger and make that decision.
And at the end of the day, we, for the projects that go through this year, we're using our current architectural record. But at some point, we need to get the new, and it may be the same, but because we're going to be planning projects for the next year, and really that's the beginning of the year. So for me, the key date of having this resolved or a selection process completed is really going into the calendar year 2016.
Okay. And, we talked a couple of weeks ago, because the planning has already taken place with regards to capital projects for next summer, you may utilize your existing firm through the discussion, through the bidding, and so forth.
Right.
And document creation and so forth, and then maybe there's a handoff July 1st or whatever the board desires that handoff to occur.
Right, maybe you could take something out of that realm and keep it in your current.
Yes, you can.
Architects.
That's correct.
Just for ease of transition.
Just for transitionary purposes.
Good. Thank you, Bob.
Okay. Any other questions on that? Then, since we have a couple of minutes, I know Bori's going to come in and talk about TRS.
Yeah.
Are there any questions on the fire panel at Hadley? That this is an emergency type of purchase that we need to get taken care of. It's on for a decision this evening. Any questions? Dave is here. He can answer them, or I can help.
Yeah, Bob, help me out. What did we replace at Hadley earlier in the year? Didn't we have some fire system?
We've had a couple of major replacements over there. We had some sewer work that needed to be done, like an ejector pump that was about $5,000.
For fire safety, though?
No.
That was Churchill was the last panel.
Yeah. We've had panels at Churchill and Abraham Lincoln go over the past couple of years. And Abraham
Lincoln. I was
trying to
go through my notes and find that, but I couldn't find what school it was. And I thought it was Hadley.
Abraham Lincoln was a lightning strike. and I filed a claim with them and with our insurance carrier, and we did receive some remuneration, reimbursement. But that's, you know, we think it was storm related. So I've asked them to open up a claim just in case we can seek some sort of some reimbursement from the insurance company.
That was one of my, that was going to be one of my questions.
If we can, if the contractor who were recommended to do the work can link this to a storm, yes, there's a great possibility that we can get some sort of reimbursement.
And for the record, this is installed already?
Nope.
This isn't installed? So how are you taking care of the 24-hour line?
We'll have custodians stay there. We switch the guys out, so we have two custodians.
Is there a reason it's not installed?
Yeah, they had to order the panel and build it for specifically for Hadley. So every strobe that we have, every pull station has to be incorporated into that box. So they have to like build it from scratch to meet what our existing needs are there.
And what is their current timing?
It should be tomorrow, Wednesday. It's functioning for a full fire. Sunny pulls the. It's just that it's always in trouble and we can't get the trouble.
Right, so that's why you have the 24-hour watch.
Yeah.
Understood.
And we still haven't opened the panel yet to determine if there is other damage to the units, because I think that was in an update, right, Paul?
Yeah, there's not.
You said,
yeah,
we're not going to know that until we open
right,
the panel.
Right, they know for sure there's the main card, and that could be up to 8,000 just for that one card, if they can find it, because the panel's not made right now. So it would be a refurbished piece, and they're not sure that's the only issue with it. They didn't want to mess with it too much because it would just have such few troubles that are stagnant with it. So they didn't want to monkey around in there.
Code could go up.
No.
Could we replace the whole thing?
We're going to replace the whole thing with a brand. They're taking the old system out. They just didn't want to try and play with the guts of the existing panel to fix those two troubles.
That's when the cost could really begin to escalate if you were just going to kind of patch it together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is the wholesale replacement.
I was curious. So it happened. We know it happened on Monday.
Yeah. Tuesday morning, it went into trouble after Monday night, and then right away Tuesday morning, the fire department came out, and there was 12 different troubles in the system. So Correct was able to get some of them out, but there's two existing. It's the main MathNet card, which is like the main power system of it, and they really feel that it was a power surge that came back in and fried that card out. So.
And then, Paul, you emailed us on Friday. What was the time lag in there? I mean,
hoping that they'll either, the panel should have been delivered today and installed either tomorrow or Wednesday.
No, I'm wondering, it's probably a question maybe more for Paul, but if we knew Tuesday, and I think I read in here they were out pretty quick, we didn't get an email until Friday, and I realized.
Well, I texted the board. I did the, pretty sure.
Yeah,
I sent it a full board text letting them know.
Tuesday or?
I'll have to look.
Because that's something I did not get.
Did you get the full text or
no? So we were kind of confused as to the
first
communication we got was Friday. So
yeah, we got a full board text.
We didn't get it. We saw the email Friday. Did not see the text on Tuesday.
Yeah, because the moment they notified me, I sent one out.
Okay, because that was confusing.
Yeah, I apologize.
You know why?
On Friday that you're hearing
about
it. If
it's an emergency, why are we getting notified?
Yeah. I thought I sent an email too. But I'll check.
I mean, here's my text.
Oh no, you're
last
good.
Text I've had from you was July 31st.
No, I absolutely trust you.
What's that?
Because it's a group text, that would be. If it's a group text, it wouldn't show up on your text like that.
Well,
if it's from him, if it's a text from him, it would be independent from a group text.
But I'll look at.
Oh,
I deleted yours. I deleted it.
Group texts work differently.
You have an iPhone?
Yeah.
Yeah, my Samsung.
Should work the same way.
Kirk, I'll look into my communication, but I do apologize because it was not.
And Stephanie didn't get it either. So.
Okay, that's all I have to present this evening. I'd just like to say, gentlemen, thank you very much. Having worked with you for the past couple of years, I think we did a lot of great work together, and I certainly appreciate the relationship that we've established over the past several years. So that's all I'm going to say. Maury Campbell is up next to discuss any issues or concerns or questions around GRS. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
So last we spoke, we were identifying benchmarking districts to take a look at. So what I did is pull together the information that I got from all the board members, and so I thought I'd share that with you. I've highlighted in yellow districts where we had four or more members asking for that information. I just wanted to confirm that this is the direction that you wanted me to head in, and that these are the people that you are the districts that you want me to contact. So all the information is on the sheet here.
And for our recollection, can you let us know which is the district in our area that has some poor, they don't do the full TRS? Is that Naperville 203?
That was 204.
It's close. 204 is...
Do I have that in yellow?
Yes, it is. I wanted to make sure that one was in yellow.
Right. And what I tried to do is highlight ones, and I just had to do another quick review that had, you know, four people listing them or more. And that may not be the direction that you want to go in, but I just started somewhere.
So this is 10, if I count correctly. Okay. And of these, how many are the feeder districts you have easier access to?
I have easier access. My source there has not updated the information yet, but we've got a starting place.
And how many of the 10 are here?
The feeders are Lombard 44, Queen Bee 16, Carroll Stream 93, Glen Ellen 89.
So
those yellows.
40%, four out of 10.
Do you have Marquardt in your life?
No.
Marquardt only had three people with them.
So you, the folks who are here, you guys, you gentlemen, satisfied with the 10? 10's probably on the high side of what Lori needs to do, but, I mean, it's, we're using the four or more method, it's 10, and I guess we just probably need to be a little more patient if we're asking Lori to go through 10 districts as opposed to 5.
I can come back in 2 weeks and tell you where I am.
Yeah.
To kind of give you an update and say what I've found and what I've been able to make
my
hands on.
Does that make sense? Yeah, that does make sense to me. I just want to make sure everybody's comfortable if we're asking them to do 10 districts that there is, you know, the time to do 10 is probably, you know, twice as long as it is to do 5 or 6. So, and I'm fine with these 10. I think 10's a little on the high side, like I said, but from the feedback we got from the 7 of us, I think it seems like a good cross-section.
Come back to Julie, and if she's got 80% of them, maybe we say that's good enough because the last two are going to create problems or whatever, but start high and negotiate low, right?
How about you, Kurt? What's your thoughts?
That's my money.
Dean, since you're here in the finance committee?
Yeah, I'm fine.
And we're looking at total compensation package.
Total compensation package.
Everything.
Yeah, because otherwise you might end up comparing apples to oranges, so we'll try to do the apples to apples as best we can.
Got it. All right.
Uh-huh. Thanks.
So that's it for this evening's finance meeting. John, I wrote a couple now that we're starting to get into the meat, and we don't have to discuss them. I'd like to, in the next couple board meetings, I'll ask to add them to the agenda. Two things here. The investment schedule. I took a look at the investment schedule, Bob.
Uh-huh.
We're running on 180, 365 days. In our investment schedule.
Typically.
I'd like to put something on the agenda where maybe we flush out, maybe taking that into, we start laddering some of those rates. We start going to a 90-day, 6-month, due to interest rates probably going to be going up. Maybe we can start taking advantage of those increases that are going up so we're not locked into that 365 and trying to catch up with some of that investment into revenue. Same thing with our bond rates, our debt servicing.
I meant to print that.
No worries. Give it to me before you walk out the door and have your cake, if you could. Another one of those things, Joe, I'd like to look at the 3-5-year plan. Paul,
as we start looking at expenses in our long-term budget, if there's any opportunities, we've done a lot of outsourcing with our food servicing, you know, doing that outsourcing because we're just not going to build kitchens. Is there any programs or anything that we can start insourcing or outsource other stuff? Just kind of start to spitball for us. Again, not needing to talk about it now, but put something on your radars to see if there's things that we can start taking in or removing from a title or a grant or anything like that. So those are just a few things that, Joe, I wanted to bring up that I'd like to, in the next board, in the next finance committee, if we can start talking about some individual things we don't have to talk about. I just kind of wanted to give the finance committee a heads up of directionally where I'm looking at.
Okay. I took those notes, so when we look at the agenda, we'll add them if you. We'll start adding them next week as the agenda allows.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick.
Well, and that's kind of one of the reasons we'll talk about it later with the finance, you know, looking at a team of finance people as a volunteer segment. You know, we can talk about that during the board meeting, but some of the stuff that Patrick's talking about, I mean, I don't have a finance background. I'm not sure your background, Joe, but I'm sure Patrick does. But, you know, we've got some pretty smart people in this community who could probably help us take a look at it, give some suggestions on investments, ways to reduce the budget, those kinds of things that we task them with. So, but I'll talk about that later.
No, sounds good. Thanks.
All right.
Okay.
That will conclude.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.